Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Brooke, I swear, this year has been nothing but bringing us back to the early aughts. Like, I wake up and sometimes it's like, am I in 2005 or am I in 2022?
Yeah. And then you look out the window and the hills are on fire and you're like, oh, okay, 2022.
Exactly. But everyone else, take out your flip phones because Britney Spears and her ex-husband, Kevin Federline, are back in the headlines and they are just coming for each other on social media right now.
And unfortunately, now their two teenage sons are in the middle of it. And this whole thing is just really getting chaotic.
I know. I had no idea what was going to come out this week. And I'm just like, what?
Honestly, I never know anymore. It's the wild, wild west out there.
Yeah, 2022, baby. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Friday, August 12th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So if you woke up this morning saying, I want a dose of nostalgia, snap out of it. But you're in luck because KFed has surfaced. On Wednesday, he posted not one, not two, but three videos of Britney interacting with their sons, Sean Preston and Jaden James. And the footage is, I don't know how else to say this, very interesting.
So the videos are allegedly from 4 years ago when Sean Preston was 12, Jaden was 11, and they were filmed on their phones. It's very dark. Like, they're very hard to see.
Yeah.
And in one video, Britney's apparently angry with them for being disrespectful to her. And then in the other one, she's in the car with both of them and she's scolding Sean for walking into a store with his bare feet.
This is my house. If I want to come in here and give you lotion for your face because it is coarse and all you tell me, no, it's fine. No, it's not fine. You all better start respecting me. Are we clear?
Yeah.
And when Robin calls and you're all, even Robin's a fucking kid. She goes, what have you been doing to your kids? You all need to start treating me like a woman with worth. I'm shocked as with you, and I don't know what to do, and I'm scared of you because you're weird, because you're going through puberty. I don't know what to say, but I do care more than you know.
You say I'm
but
weird.
Don't be, my little body can't handle all of that.
There's like sometimes I just don't even know what to say with you. I was in shock, and I do care.
No, you don't.
Which, did anybody else call back to the times when Britney Spears would be leaving a public bathroom without shoes on?
I mean,
that was my first thought.
You know,
like mother, like son.
Yeah. I mean, in the early days of like clubbing and partying, who didn't end up with bare feet?
Not at a gas station bathroom. Are you kidding?
That's exclusively where I partied. So, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So they have the best snacks. You don't have to go far. Okay. Am I the only one that thinks these two seem like disrespectful little twats?
In the second video, yes. In the first video, I did not think so.
They didn't say anything in the first video. So we don't even know what led to her saying that.
Well, all she was saying was like, your faces are ashy. I want to put lotion on them. It's like, they're teenagers. If they don't want to lotion their face, they should be able to not lotion their face. Like, that was weird to me.
Yeah.
Like, that's just like a control thing that I think parents sometimes have.
I agree with you. Like, they don't have to put lotion on their faces just because you say so. But I feel like this was probably like a buildup from previous things of them just like.
Yeah. I mean, teenagers are impossible. Having been a teenager, we've all been teenagers.
Yeah.
And the fact that they filmed their mother, like, come on.
I know. They really thought they were doing something.
Yeah. Well, they're teenagers. But what's also interesting is the timing here. So Kevin posted these videos shortly after Britney ranted about all three of them, her sons and her ex, in a long, and this is going to shock everyone, now deleted Instagram post.
Yeah, so in her post, Britney wrote, I know that teenagers are just hard to deal with, but come on. There's being rude, then there's being hateful. And she said that her sons would basically come visit her and then go straight to their rooms and lock the door, which again is a very teenage thing to do.
They don't want to talk to any parent or any adult because they think they run the world.
I didn't act like that when I was a teenager, though. But I feel like as an only child, it's probably.
I can't see Pammy forcing you to put lotion on your face against your will.
No, I actually had to beg her to put it on my face for me. And then Brittany says, the monitor would tell me that he just likes to be in his room. I'm like, why come visit me if they don't even visit me? Mm. I want to shake their shoulders and say, wake up, I'm here too. Mm. Which I understand. Like, I mean, I don't know, but
I think that's a parent thing.
Yeah, like you want to see them. You don't get to see them all the time. It probably sucks when they come over and you don't see them still.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she goes after Kevin and she wrote, I can guarantee you that house has more weed than Ludacris, 50 Cent, Jay-Z, and Puff Daddy combined. Here's the thing about Britney. She's always bringing up weed. It's like, it's 2022, Brit.
Well, she's also only bringing up black musicians.
I know. I had that thought, too.
Just to let you know, like, people like Seth Rogen exist, so.
People like Brooke Sifrin exist.
Yeah. Why didn't you mention Brooke's house? That's like a weed den.
Yeah, exactly.
The nerve. But Kevin has taken a leaf out of Britney's book and deleted his post. But in the original caption, he says, he needed to post these videos to set the record straight and show what he feels his sons are really up against with Britney.
God, this guy, such a dreamer. So in the original caption of the post, Kevin wrote, I cannot sit back and let my sons be accused in this way after what they've been through. As much as it hurts, we decided as a family to post these videos. And then he said, this isn't even the worst of it. The lies have to stop. I hope our kids grow up to be better than this. Well, they're not going to because they seem like shitheads. I'm sorry.
Well, look who's been their primary parent for how long? Their whole lives, essentially. Like, come on.
He really thought he was doing something here. He really did. And he didn't accomplish it in my eyes.
Well, here's my thing. And like, this guy, he's just too much. He's too much. And I'm he's just pissing me off. They're both honestly pissing me off because this is stuff that should not be public when it comes to kids. Like,
agree.
None of this should have been posted on either side.
But also, why are these kids taking these videos?
Well, they're kids.
I know, but
my thing is like Kevin being like, we decided as a family to post these videos. It's like, no, you have two teenage boys who are going to be like, of course, post it. Thank God there wasn't social media when I was a kid because the stuff that I would post, I would never get a job and I'd also probably be dead. So the fact that Kevin is like having this conversation with his two teenage sons, it's like, Kevin, you're supposed to be the adult and adults don't do this shit.
Why do I also feel like they made the decision as a family to record the videos? He's probably like, okay, you're going over to your mom's. If she does anything weird or, you know, crazy, videotape that.
Mm-hmm. Keep those battery levels high.
Yeah. This is, God, he's a clout chaser. He always has been.
Oh, yeah. He defines the term.
Yeah.
Well, what we have right now is a he said, she said, well, he started it thing. And it actually goes back even further because Britney made her Instagram post supposedly in response to an interview that Kevin did with ITV earlier this month. And in that interview was kind of, you know, the spark that started the fire.
Right.
And he said that the reasons the boys haven't seen Britney is because they don't want to.
Yeah. So in the interview, Kevin says, the boys have decided they are not seeing her right now. It's been a few months since they've seen her. They made the decision not to go to her wedding. Mm-hmm. And then he kind of seems to criticize Britney for all of the nude selfies that she posts. On social media. And he said that he felt the need to apologize to his sons for the photos. And he said, I try to explain to them, look, maybe that's just another way she tries to express herself. Classic playing the good guy. But that doesn't take away from the fact of what it does to them. It's tough. I can't imagine how it feels to be a teenager having to go to high school. And he just means in general.
I was going to say, I mean,
just in general, I can't imagine that. And honestly, same. That's the one time I agree with Kevin.
Math homework, social studies, like forget about it. It's too much.
And then in the interview, failed rapper Kevin praises Britney's failed gym owner dad, Jamie Spears.
Good company.
For his role in her conservatorship. And he says he believes Jamie saved Britney. And then with absolutely the most audacity, he says how hard the conservatorship has been on their family. And calls it the most challenging thing I've ever had to do in my life.
Which, how is not recording those god-awful songs the most challenging thing he's ever had to do? Having to listen even 4 seconds is challenging for me.
Exactly. It's more challenging for the people who had to watch it. He just loved it, I'm sure. But he was like, you know, Jamie was really worried about her and like he came to me and asked for help. And it's like, okay, well, that's clue number one that Jamie's unwell. Because who wakes up and is like, you know who can help? Kevin Federline. It's like, you're all off your rockers at this point.
Yeah, that should be enough to commit him.
Yeah.
So here's my thing. In this interview, I was like, well, what question was asked to trigger this response? And they don't ever show the question that was asked.
Yeah, I mean, they're using sound bites, you know, you don't.
Yeah, so I'm like, well, does that mean Kevin just came in hot with this? Like, like if he had been asked a question about his boys, There's two things he could have done that are way better than this. He could have said, I'm not commenting on my children, which is a very respectable answer. And I appreciate the celebrities that are doing that more and more. Or he could have just said one thing and then that's all I'm going to say on it.
I know.
But the fact that he just like kept going, it's like, you're just trying to be hurtful and cause drama and stay relevant, which I hate to tell you, failed. You're not ever going to be relevant.
The question probably was, hey, do you want to get back in the spotlight? And he was like, yeah, Britney's nudes. No one cares about you, Kevin Federline. He's just trying so hard to be relevant. It's sad.
Yeah.
But funny.
Yeah. Sad but funny. That's what we're always looking for.
It's the name of his new song.
But of course, Britney, you know, had to respond to his interview, and she took to social media and posted a statement on Instagram. She said, it saddens me to hear that my ex-husband has decided to discuss the relationship between me and my children. And she called out Kevin's criticism of her online nudity, saying she just wants to fully enjoy her freedom now that she's out of the conservatorship.
Yeah, she also wrote, raising teenage boys is never easy for anyone, and she said she shouldn't be criticizes a mother based on what she does on Instagram.
I think women particularly are taking back that narrative where it's like you post a quote provocative photo and it's like, oh, you're looking for attention, you're insecure. And it's like,
yeah,
no, we can post these things for ourselves and we can be proud of our bodies. We can, you know, love our bodies in whatever way we need to. That shouldn't be how dare you expose yourself? Like,
yeah,
obviously no child wants to see their mother in the nude. Like that's just goes without saying.
Yeah.
And that's what that beautiful mute function is for. Like, come on.
It's not like she's posting full nip, at least.
No, Instagram won't let her. But if you're a man, go ahead, post those nips.
She also does stress that, you know, she's only had full freedom for 8 months. And she said, I should embark on doing way more than going topless on the beach like a baby.
I reread this so many times because I was like, does she mean like babies that like are just in their diapers?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I don't consider them topless. I mean, I know they are, but
what do you consider them?
I don't look at that. I'm like, wow, look at that topless baby. I'm like, look at that baby in their diaper.
You consider them bottom full.
Yep, that's exactly it. Look at that bottom full baby.
So Brittany also said that this whole situation should have been dealt with 100% privately and definitely not online, which
yes,
I agree with 100%.
It's so shady and shitty and
yeah,
unnecessary. This is going to sound wild in the context of this, but I feel like I shouldn't even say this publicly.
Uh-oh.
At one point, I was like, oh, K-Fed's doing a good job as a father. And this was before all of this. This was like months and months ago.
You're like, this is before we knew anything. We're just hopeful.
Well, because I was like, I don't ever see their kids in the news.
I know.
Like, I rarely see pictures of them. There's just occasional. I'm like, that's good. That seems like good parenting. And then all of this came out and I was like, well, Arisha, put that clown makeup back on, you idiot.
I think it's less, wow, they're not in the news, and more like they've saddled their wagon to Kevin Federline, who everyone refuses to put in the news. They're like, let it go. We're not going to write an article about you. Popo Zhao came out way, way, way long ago, and no one liked it then. So move on.
God, what an absolute opposite of a banger.
Yeah, truly.
The residuals on that are like $1 every 10 years.
Yeah, and this time he got it because we looked it up for Even the Rich. So
yeah,
we're really exactly helping out.
So, I mean, what is the story here, do we think? Like, was his plan to leak these videos and just make Brittany look like a bad mom? Like, what's his angle?
I 100% think that's what he was doing. Like, I don't think any of his intentions were pure.
Yeah, I just don't know why. Like, what is he trying to gain here? He's not getting another record deal just because he makes somebody look like a bad mom.
Jamie Spears is like, listen, I'm going to open a gym. Every Thursday night, there's going to be a live performance. And it's going to be you breakdancing in a bandana. So,
well, that's something that would make me run faster on a treadmill. I'll give him that. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends.
You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our theme song is by Gems. Scott Velasquez is the music supervisor for Freesound Sync.
Peter Johansson is our senior producer. Our writer-producers are Michaela Myers and Liam Garrow.
Our sound engineers are Sam Ada and Victor Figueroa.
Executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marsha Louie for Wondery.
Have a great weekend, Richies.
See you Monday.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.